Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shio.
And I'm your host, Bessa Shio.
And this is the place where we believe that every marriage out there has a chance not only to be awesome, but fulfilling and long-lasting.
Yes, every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling.
And you guys can always reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
And you can also like us on Facebook,
which is Facebook.com/ Live Your Best Marriage.
And of course, you can always follow us and subscribe to our blog. It's liveyourbestmarriage.com.
Yes, liveyourbestmarriage.com. That's where everything started.
Yes, that's where it all began.
Cool. So yes. What are we talking about today, Whitney?
You know, tolerance is actually something that we see a lot in the news. And it's something that we need, of course, in our everyday lives.
So we need to tolerate each other more?
Absolutely. So, yes.
Yeah.
So I figured that as long as there's a need for tolerance in the world, there's also a need for tolerance in marriage, too.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh yeah.
Basically, what does this mean? What would this mean for a couple to embrace tolerance?
Does that mean like you're putting up with each other?
You could say it that way.
Just put up with it.
Put up with each other. It happens that way sometimes, but I like to think of tolerance as we're actually embracing our differences.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. I like to remember it that way, because a lot of times, you know, what happens is we marry someone totally different than ourselves.
Yes.
But then we spend decades trying to change them and make them more like ourselves.
So just changing them to become
like
us.
Like do things my way.
Because my way is the right way,
yeah. Either my way is the right way or my way is the more comfortable way for me. It just makes life easier for me.
Okay.
Because that's what I think and that's what I want, right? It's all about me, me, me. So, but when you bring tolerance into the picture, it's not all about you all of a sudden. It's not all about you anymore.
Is it about them?
You just, at least, you're just thinking, being more considerate.
So does tolerance also mean, is it the same thing as being humble, humility, like just putting somebody else's needs ahead of you?
I think, well, you don't even have to take it that far. Okay. You can just look at it in terms of acceptance. Like, because as I mentioned a couple minutes ago, we marry someone different than ourselves.
Oh yeah.
And marriage is not trying to find a perfect fitting puzzle piece. You are finding a person who is extremely valuable, and you guys don't have to be exactly alike in order to get along, and you don't have to be exactly the same to get married.
So it's not
or to be happy.
So it's not the concept of like you complete me. Like you bring something to me, basically you are what I was missing. And you complete me. You make me whole.
Well, you know, actually, I'm so glad you said that, because the funny thing is, a lot of us, when we think, oh, you complete me, or you just brought what I've been missing, it's like you took something that was good and made it better. But tolerance, if the person you're marrying is so different than you, you can also say, you know what, you complete me. You just brought something that I did not have, which is very true, because if they're not the same as you are, they are bringing totally different characteristics and qualities that you don't have. And so in a way, you could view that as being complete. Like, okay, now I'm complete.
Okay.
But really, again, you don't have to. Really, it's more about acceptance. It's more about taking them as they are, being okay with them the way they are. And
so what do the good folks at Webster Dictionary say tolerance is?
Okay, well, We're lucky that I had it here in front of me. I had it pulled up on my screen. The definition, because I know what to expect. My hubby wants the exact
definition. Believe that if we know exactly what we are talking about, it really helps me. Okay. Especially if I know what the dictionary definition is.
Okay. So the exact definition of tolerance, according to Webster, I'll go with dictionary.com. The ability to, or willingness to tolerate something in particular, the existence of opinions or behavior that one does not necessarily agree with. So, and then the synonyms are acceptance, toleration, understanding, mm-hmm. patience, forbearance. So the closest thing we have to understanding where someone else is coming from is empathy.
Empathy.
Okay, we can imagine what it's like to be in someone else's shoes. So taking this whole thing back to the context of marriage, sometimes we go through situations in our lives that our spouse has never gone through or probably never will go through simply because we are different.
Like childbirth?
Childbirth is one of them. So imagine when you're going through a transition in your life, let's say one spouse loses a job or gets a new job or you have a baby or mama is breastfeeding, those types of things. The other spouse will not really truly understand what that's like because they're not going through it.
Oh, no.
So
they might think they do.
They can try. They can try. Again, the closest thing we have is empathy. You can imagine what it would be like to be in their shoes and feel for them.
Yes.
So, but it is almost impossible to really know what the other person is going through until you've experienced it for yourself. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is because this really can cause a lot of conflict for a couple. For example, some of the questions that you can ask yourself are when an issue comes up, if you notice the person you're married to is having a tough time, or if you are just frustrated with them because they don't seem to be moving fast enough, or they don't seem to be doing enough, but again, it's because of something that they're going through. They're going through a hard time. You can stop and ask yourself, okay, if the roles were reversed, would I want this?
Okay.
If I was in my wife's situation, if I was in my husband's situation, would I be happy with the way things are going? Would I accept the status quo? Would I want to be criticized? Would I want to be made to feel inadequate? Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, because most of the time the answer will be no. I would hope that they'll understand what I'm going through.
Yes, yes. So the closest thing that I have to an example, this really has not been a conflict for us, but it is a recent situation that we've gone through together. For Pesa and myself, I've been nursing our baby. She's 5 months old now. And so, as anyone could understand, I spend a lot of time in my day pumping for her. So there have been times when Pesa is like, okay, it's time to go. We're going somewhere. We're leaving. Okay. And I'm literally still, I'm not done pumping yet. But again, we did not allow this to escalate into an issue. But I want to explain that just to make my point, it was obviously very difficult for him to understand what I was going through. He's never pumped milk for a baby before. So that could have been a major, major problem for us. If I had taken it personally, and believe me, I am not exempt from feeling frustrated. There were days when I was like, okay, I am not done yet. I need to take my time. I need to finish what I'm doing. Or there were times when I thought to myself, okay, does he not realize that I can't just avoid doing this? Does he not realize that I can't delay pumping? I'll get sick if I delay. But again, that's just one example. There are a lot of couples out there who go through major transitions in their lives, such as when one spouse gets laid off.
Yeah.
And they can't find another job. That is extremely difficult for them, and it's difficult in their marriage, because eventually what I've seen is the other spouse who is still working gets really aggravated. And
because they feel like they're doing everything.
Yeah, I mean, they just feel like the one who was laid off is not doing enough, or they're not moving fast enough to get another job. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen that even with couples that we know. And again, it's the whole point here, though, is that idea of tolerance. Like, slow down.
Yeah.
And imagine what it would be like if you were in their situation.
Yes, yes, yes. And when you come to that, the job thing,
mm-hmm.
this other person who's feeling frustrated,
mm-hmm.
that they're feeling frustrated and overwhelmed that maybe the house was a two-income household.
Mm-hmm.
Now it has gone to one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they still have the same expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's that feeling that I cannot handle this by myself.
Yes.
How can they handle that situation? Because on one hand, they are feeling this is too much for me to handle by myself. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, they're also feeling like, hey, you need to step up and help me.
Mm-hmm.
How can they balance mm-hmm. the two to be more tolerant?
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, to express their frustration that, like, they are carrying a heavier load.
Yes. Yes. Instead of looking at the details of the situation, what I like to do is I like to use this as a rule. I like to use this as a method.
Okay.
That whole idea of stopping and asking, okay, if I was the one who lost my job,
okay,
would I want to be made to feel like I'm not doing enough? Because honestly, this is not an overnight fix. This is a conditioning. This is over and over and over again learning how to slow down and be considerate. This is something that we all have to practice, because the best way is just to use that logic and say, okay, if the roles were reversed,
yeah,
how would I be feeling? If I was in his shoes, how would I be feeling right now?
So if the roles were reversed and I didn't have a job and I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to get a job,
mm-hmm.
and for some reason I'm not getting one,
mm-hmm. how frustrated would I be?
So that also shows that the other person who can't get a job is also frustrated. So this is a situation where both of them are frustrated.
Yes.
But one feels that their frustration is more than the other one's.
Right, right. And that is a huge problem. Huge problem. Because it is so much easier to notice the another person's flaws or yeah. another person's mistakes. We notice things that other people do more than we notice what we, ourselves, like we notice more about others than we do about our own personal mistakes.
Oh yeah, because when it's about us, we actually are more understanding. We are... You know, we can actually see where we are coming from, why we are doing that, and we are more understanding on the situation that got us to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's time to dealing with other folks, we are more objective. Did they do this or mm-hmm. they didn't do it?
Yeah.
We don't really care about the backstory,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So, and again, The reason for that is it's easy to understand if you've been in a situation. Yes. So naturally, yes, it is. You are more understanding of problems that you're going through.
Yeah.
Because you're the one going through it, and yes, you're the one who's viewing from your perspective. But if you're not seeing things from your spouse's perspective, then it's a little bit harder to stop and say, okay, well, you know, really, if it was me, I would also be upset. I would also, so it's, and this is a great thing that you can use as a tool for persuasion.
Okay.
When there is conflict, when your spouse is frustrated with you, you can actually say, okay, hold on just a second. I'm just as frustrated as you are. I've heard couples use the phrase, well, living with you is no picnic either. Okay. I've heard that.
but do you think that will also increase the fire?
That is not a good way to respond. So the nicer way, the nicer version of that is to say, hey, I am also in this with you. I'm just as frustrated as you are, or I'm just as stressed out as you.
Yes.
You know, that can kind of, just to let them know, like, hey, you're not the only one that's having a hard time with this.
Yeah, with this situation.
Yeah, it's also difficult for me, too. So I just think that it's a really great tool that can be used for persuasion. Because you're basically just using logic.
Yeah.
You're just flipping the situation around and looking at it from the opposite way.
Yes.
So that's really.
So that, in a way, what you're describing as tolerance also is mm-hmm. basically what we would say that's love or the golden rule or the platinum rule or whatever.
The golden rule, treating someone else the way that you would want to be treated.
Yes.
Yes. It's basically, it's basically the golden rule. Yeah, because honestly, I really love to just stop and look at it that way. Because and this is something that I've learned later on in life. I mean, I think this would have helped me a lot if I had learned this or started implementing this when I was younger. But yeah, that's basically, it's okay to embrace differences. It's okay to accept someone the way they are because, you know, again, using this logic of, okay, well, if I was like them, if I was in their situation, then I would not want to be, I would not want to be mistreated for whatever's going on.
I wouldn't want to either.
Yeah. So I really just thought this was a great way for couples to just go ahead and be okay with the fact that you're not exactly the same as the person you married. And that's actually probably for the best anyway, because the way God designed even just husband and wife, he designed mm-hmm. the husband with certain qualities and abilities. And then the wife also brings things to the table that the husband does not have.
Yes.
Which I really love that. I really love that whole idea because basically they complement each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, by the... oh, my gosh. By God's design, really. And so that actually, you use your differences to your advantage, basically. So it helps you more than it hurts you. But I think a lot of times when we're going through our daily life, we feel like our differences are what cause a huge challenge for us.
Oh, yeah.
We feel like, you know, he's not thinking the way I'm thinking, and... or he's not going about this the way that I would go about this. So we view that as a problem.
And you know, what you just brought up, mm-hmm. actually, we've been using that for the business. Mm-hmm. Because for most of the time, I was running the business and mm-hmm. also doing the communications with clients.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand the techie stuff, and I can just, it just makes so much sense to me, and it's, I'm so excited about it. And the issue is I can go on and on and on and on with a client about plugins and servers and and I don't even notice when the client is already glazing over because
it's just too techie.
It's too techie. And I'm thinking, man, don't worry, I'm gonna break it down for you so you can really get it. But again, so coming to understand that whole situation, I'm able actually to have Whitney do most of the communication with the clients because she can actually break down these huge concepts, which I want to go and explain the whole thing about lines of code and what I did, and nobody cares.
Yeah, so you'll say it in a way that it's actually kind of hard to understand if you're not, if the person is not familiar.
Yes, the, if the, yeah, if the person is not familiar, and if I, and in my mind, I think the whole world should know this and how important this is and how it connects with them through their, to their lives. So, yeah, they need to know this. No, they don't.
No, so I sort of. Yeah, so we embraced our differences, Pesa and I. So for our business, he does the tech work part of it, that side, and then I do the marketing side of it. So it's just, we just found out that we can take advantage of our strengths.
Yeah.
Our strengths are very different.
Yes.
But they're both valuable.
Yes.
I mean, both of us, we see how the other person is valuable.
Oh, yeah.
And so that has really, really just helped us a lot. Even running our household with our kids, when we homeschool our kids, Pesa has a thing for math. I, not so much. I geek out on English and grammar. Pesa, not so much.
And I just, I feel like I can go through life without worrying about that. But there's something about math that for some reason just makes so much sense to me.
Right. And he just has a preference for it. And so it's not that I can't do math and it's not that he can't teach English. It's just that we find that it's more enjoyable.
And much easier.
Yeah, and much easier just to get through the day when we take turns.
Yes.
With those types of things. So, again, this is just, really, we just want to encourage all the couples out there to go ahead and just be okay. If you guys are different, I mean, if you do have a ton of stuff in common, which I'm sure you do, that's great. That's awesome. But for those of us who really are, like, not that similar to our spouse in very many ways, I mean, just be okay. You can actually celebrate that, really.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, again, that's God's design for, I mean, really, you can get more done.
Yes, you can get more done. And also, you won't feel, like, weighed down. And
yeah.
And another thing is, don't just stick with the known gender roles, or if, like, sometimes society tells you that, oh, if you are a guy, you have to be good at math, whatever. You don't have to. It's just what comes easy for you. So, okay. Yeah.
Right. So whatever works for your household.
Yes.
Those traditional gender roles really, like, get on my nerves because the guy does not necessarily have to be the breadwinner. It is totally okay. It is more than okay for a dad to be a stay-at-home dad. And it is more than okay for the wife to be the one earning the income. It, whatever works for you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, just honestly, I've learned that ignoring what society says a lot of the times really, really helps me.
And I know this is, it's, for those who listen to us, this comes out like an underlying theme, like we are being rebels with a cause or something. But
no, it's us against the world anyway. So
yeah.
So.
Yeah. But seriously, It's basically what works for your marriage. Mm-hmm. It, yeah, you don't have to fit. Your marriage does not have to fit in some sort of a box that somebody 100 years ago created mm-hmm. for you.
Absolutely. And absolutely. And so even, and also just to give you further encouragement on the issue of when one of you is going through stress, when one of you is going through a hard time, empathy is going to bring you so much closer together than you ever could have imagined, really.
Yeah.
And just whether you want to call it tolerance, you want to call it empathy, you want to call it just the golden rule, however you want to look at it, that is what is going to make you stronger as a couple.
Yes.
But not being able to embrace what the other person is going through, or not really being able to feel what they're going through, nothing will push you guys apart faster than that.
Not being able to, is it like understand or empathize?
Not being able to understand what they're going through, but this whole thing about sometimes we're not even willing to understand. We view the situation from our own viewpoint, and we're just like, what the heck? I mean, why is he doing that? Or why is he not doing this? Yes. You know, it's sometimes we get so caught up in what I want and what I feel, what I need.
Yeah.
That we really, thinking of what the other person is dealing with is an afterthought.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's, and I mean, and that's the crazy thing about it is not only is that not fun for the person you're married to, but it's not fun for you either.
No.
Because the results that come from that, it's not enjoyable.
So being tolerant and also being empathetic.
Right.
And again, going back to the golden rule, basically treating the other person the way you would love to be treated.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Treat others the way that you would want to be treated. I love that.
Somebody was telling me there's actually a new rule. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's called the platinum rule.
What's the platinum rule?
They say it's better than the golden rule.
Okay, so what is the platinum
rule? The platinum rule says treat others the way they want mm-hmm. to be treated. So I guess it's moving, like going past the golden rule. Now you are not only treating them the way you want to be treated, you are treating them the way they want to be treated.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard of that.
No, I haven't heard of that. I haven't.
You haven't?
No, I haven't heard of
that. So what do you think of that? So it's like treating them not, because what we have before is treating them how you would want to be treated. But they're saying now, no, you are treating them the way they want to be treated.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Yes. And I, where did you hear this?
Just, you know, I
apologize. That threw me off. I was really confused for a second there. Okay, yes. Instead of treating people the way that you would want to be treated. Okay, treat them the way that They want to be treated. Yes. Okay. Couldn't that sort of be the exact same thing, though?
Because now, I guess this platinum rule... Uh-huh. This platinum rule, what it does is take in consideration that the other person might not want to be treated the same way you want to be treated.
Okay, yes, because we all have different standards, different tastes, different preferences.
So basically you go by what they want.
Okay.
Not what you want.
Okay, you know what? I think that works. And I also think treating them how you would want to be treated works too. The way I interpret treating someone the way you would want to be treated, I interpret that as if you were in their place.
Yeah.
You would not want to be mistreated.
But they're saying that is taking, according to this new fancy platinum rule.
Yes.
They're saying it's, you are basically setting yourself as the, you're basically mm-hmm. setting yourself as the person who decides how other people oh. needs to be treated.
Okay, I see what you mean. That makes sense. That makes sense. I totally get it. Totally get it. Yes, I agree. People should be treated the way that they decide they want to be treated. Yes. Okay, perfect. Really? No, I apologize because I was confused for a second there, but I'm smiling now because I got it.
Yeah. I mean,
makes sense. Makes sense.
Okay.
Yes. Makes sense. And there is a quote that I absolutely love to sum this whole thing up. Pesa knows. Pesa is all Kennedy'd out right now because anyone who knows me knows how much I love the Kennedys. And President Kennedy gave a speech about civil rights. Mm-hmm. And there's a part where he said, he was talking about the fact that African Americans were still being denied the right to vote. And he said very clearly, he used this same logic that we've been talking about, and he said, who among us would be content to have the color of their skin changed and stand in their place? That's the end of the quote. And I just love the way he said that because that is the golden rule. That is, okay, if I was being denied the right to vote, how much would I like that? No, I wouldn't like that. No one would want that.
Yes.
So that just, I just wanted to throw that in there. I know Pesa is just like, oh my gosh.
No, Kennedy. I love those quotes.
Oh my goodness. Kennedy again. Okay. Oh, next. But okay, folks.
But you see, I'm very tolerant.
He tolerates
I just believe in treating you the way you want to be treated.
He tolerates my admiration and my love for the Kennedys. Okay, so folks, just to recap again, when your spouse is going through something that is challenging for them, and in a lot of cases probably challenging for both of you, I just want to encourage you to go ahead and just try to view it from their point of view, and things will go a lot smoother. I promise you on that. And Pesa, did you have anything else that you wanted to add?
No, I'm just as just basically what you just said, that we need to embrace the golden, platinum, whatever rule that mm-hmm. we decide.
Mm-hmm.
And just remember that to embrace your partner's mm-hmm. Weaknesses and also strengths, and
mm-hmm.
every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Until next week, thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back. Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles. No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.